Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, variations on it have been around for over a century, though nowadays it's known as manifesting. If you screw up your eyes and think really, really hard, you can bring your desired goal into being. Yes, I can already hear your cynical laughter. What if you try manifesting and you don't get what you want? Well, that's because you haven't been manifesting properly. Here to advise on how to get our manifest on is future lotto winner Henry McKean. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon. And I didn't play that 17 million euro win the other night. I think it was last night or the night before.
I think that's probably you have to manifest and play.
Most days. I just forgot. And we're talking manifesting. And a lady, she was recently in a baby shower. And she was manifesting the sex of the baby, and she was convinced it would work. And I suppose we're talking about, you know, is this a load of absolute ridiculous nonsense?
Well, she was already pregnant when she was doing this.
She was pregnant, and she was having a baby shower, and the baby's due, and she was manifesting if it was a girl or a boy.
But that meant that she would have the ability to change the sex of the unborn child in her womb.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hell of a thing to be able to do.
Well,
that's super manifesting, that is.
It's magic, really.
That is super magic manifesting.
Right up there with
I'm impressed. Yeah. Okay. Jesus never even did that.
No.
He might, you know, knock a bit of wine out of the water, but he never changed babies.
From a boy to a girl.
Yeah, anything like that. Anyway, sorry to interrupt. Yeah, I was just impressed. Yes.
No, and, you know, is this borderline toxic or is there something in it? I got to meet this French lady. She's a singer. Her stage name is Moon Lisa Music, but she's also known as Sandrina.
I always manifesting on my life because I'm a co-creator of my life with my thoughts and my vibration. I can create everything. So
you create it yourself?
I create with the source inside me, with life. My vibration are creating my thoughts, my emotions, all the time.
And you talk about being a God creator. Do you create God inside you?
God is inside me. I don't create him, but it's him who create through me, manifest through me.
So what did you manifest today?
I manifest... you, because I would like to talk with someone with a radio.
Really?
Really?
Isn't that fascinating?
So you
manifested me to stand here, and right now we're actually outside the Carmelite Church in the heart of the city, opposite the Swan Bar. So isn't that amazing?
It's always amazing, because when you realize that you can create everything, so it's magic is there.
So the magic is here on Whitefriars Street?
It's absolutely here all the time right now and available all the time.
Right. Okay. So, so if I understood her correctly, Moon Lisa Music got up this morning or yesterday and said, I want somebody from the radio to interview me and started manifesting.
She manifested
like
that.
Appeared in a puff of smoke before her.
And I just suddenly had this feeling that I needed to be standing outside that Whitefriar Church.
Oh, wow. Stop, Henry. You're freaking me out.
And she, Moon Lisa, manifested that I'd be standing there and that she was going to be doing a radio interview. And that's what happened. Really, really quite unusual.
Did she say where she's from?
Well, she's from outside Paris. She's from the suburbs of Paris. And she's here visiting.
Okay.
And she's a professional singer called Moon Lisa. I haven't checked out her back catalogue yet, but I will. I'm going to manifest it.
Yeah. And did she say who she was visiting?
No, but I think she was visiting me.
Well, obviously, you were on our list. Oh, so maybe it wasn't even this morning of the day. Maybe it was before she made this trip at all.
Oh, completely.
She has a list of people she's going to meet.
I think it's
so
incredible.
Spooky.
And
was she just standing outside the church as if she was expecting you to turn up, or did she happen upon you?
Well,
pretending to be casual, but
I was actually interviewing somebody else, and she came along and stood there, and she was just smiling like as if that she had planned it, and she was always me and her always going to meet.
Okay. And I wonder, was it you specifically she manifested, or was it just any random radio person?
I think it was any random radio person, and we've exchanged emails and stuff like that.
Really?
And details. So yeah, I think it could be a start of something. Really. really,
that's our,
really
that's our music, apparently. It's beautiful. Big production values there. Yeah. Oh, there she goes.
There we go. How does she manage to get into the
She
airways?
Manifested it into
how
the radio.
That happen?
Oh my gosh. That's
that was Moon Lisa. That, woman, that was her
yeah.
music.
Okay.
Wow.
Right.
Beautiful.
Okay. So Moon Lisa believes in it. Did you believe any other meet any other believers?
Yeah, so we do speak to a tarot card reader from Psychic Eye.
My name is Gronini Veilod, and I'm a tarot card reader in the Psychic Eye on South William Street since 1999. My thoughts on manifestation. Manifestation, I think, is a very, very interesting one. There are people who believe that through positive thoughts and energy and sending your thoughts and energy and wants out into the universe that you can get absolutely anything that you want. I agree with that. Somewhat. Obviously, if I was to say to the world, the universe, I want to be queen of the world, I want to rule the world, that isn't going to happen. However, if I was to say I would really love to do a marathon, that absolutely can happen. Because if I actually go out and do something about it, then that can in itself manifest what you want. In other words, when you put action to a plan, if this is something you want, is something you really, really want to achieve and you're determined to get it. Obviously, that isn't possible, as I said, with everything. None of us are going to, everybody can't be the emperor of the world. Everybody can't live in a castle, but you can take action to get where you want to go in life. I can remember a time back when, after the recession, after our last kind of big recession, 2007, 2008, and I can remember clients, one client in particular coming into me and saying she was doing, what do you call them? Is it mantras? Mantras? She was manifesting for a job. And she was coming into me all the time saying, not necessarily just for reading, sometimes just for a chat, and saying, you know, I'm manifesting a job and I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I'm sending it out to the universe. And I remember saying to her, but are you actually applying for a job? Are you actually going into places and saying, you know, have you got any jobs going online, applying for stuff? And she actually wasn't, because she kept saying to me, but I'm sending it out to the universe. I'm going to manifest it. It's going to happen. Years and years ago, there was a little boy called Barack Obama who, you know, was obviously determined he was going to be president of the United States. And that happened. And you could say that with anybody who is a world leader. At some stage, they were a little boy, a little girl, who had a path, decided this is what they were going for, and actually did it and made it happen. So yes, anyone can do what they want within reason and without delusion. I think anyone can achieve what they want. My own place in South William Street, I'm there since 1999, I had decided I was going to get, after years of being on the Jerry Ryan show and building quite a large clientele, I had decided I needed premises to work from. And I found this place in South William Street. Now, I hadn't any money for a deposit. I hadn't, you know, nobody was backing me. But I kind of made it happen. I kind of begged, borrowed and stole. Well, not quite stole, but I did get it. Went for a bank loan. They wouldn't give it to me. I asked them for half the amount. They gave me half the amount. I borrowed some money from somebody else, which I paid back very quickly, thankfully. I saved a bit. When I say savings, I mean, I literally had a few hundred quid. And I made it happen. I just was determined to get my place in South William Street. And I can remember at the time, I don't think there was one person, friends or family, that said, just go for it, just do it. You're going to make it happen. And I remember particular people saying to me, you know, what if nobody comes to you? What if you're there and nobody comes in and it doesn't happen? And I said, but they will come to me. And they said, but what if they don't? And I said, but they will. And 26 years later, people are still coming to me in my place in South William Street. That was my sheer determination. And I just made it happen. I just kept going and made it happen and did it. Signed the lease, moved into the place. There was nothing there. There wasn't even a floor. I put the floor in, got the furniture, did it all myself. And that was just pure kind of, I suppose, grit, determination. And that's where I am right now, 22 South William Street in the basement. And you know, as I said, it's like when you apply action to your thoughts and wants and goals, that is when things happen.
Ah, Grognini Veilord, they're actually explaining manifesting. That makes more sense. So manifesting really is another way of saying just get off your arse and do something.
Well, it's hoping, it's wishing, it's fingers crossed.
But it's also getting off your arse and doing something. That's the most important part of it, it would seem. Apply for a job or, you know, put on your running shoes.
You've got to try. You've got to actually try and get off the sofa and get off the couch.
Have
to. You can't just sit there and manifest everything. You just... And it could work, but it's unlikely.
But then you could, I don't want to appear cynical here, but you could just like try and not manifest and still get it because you tried.
Well, there is that possibility. I mean, a lot of the young people, they manifest all the time. I even tried it myself recently.
Yeah.
So I was in contact with Sir Bob, or Bob Geldof.
As you call him, yes.
And Sir Bob. And, you know, I was trying to get an interview with him for Live Aid 2040.
See the word there, try?
I was trying. And so, you know, I contacted him. I sent him a text. And he, totally fair enough, he ignored my text. We all do that. Anyway, 5 days passed. And then I get a text from him going, I can do the interview now. And there I was during that beautiful weather that we had in the summer. I was in shorts and I was out with my son. And he said, so I had to leg it to the studio. I think it was a Saturday. I manifested it. I believed all week that Bob would get back to me, and he did. And we did the interview. And you know what? Bob was in brilliant form.
Yeah.
He wasn't grumpy. He was happy.
Okay.
He was in great form. And I think personally, I know it sounds a bit woo-woo. Manifesting works.
But you didn't think you would manifest an interview with him on a Saturday, though?
Definitely not.
No.
I didn't expect to be interviewing
on
Saturday.
So it was like a day off.
2 p.m. Yeah. But it was Live Aid Day, and Bob wanted to do the interview that day. And what Bob wants, Bob gets.
Yeah.
That's why he managed to get Live Aid over the line.
That's nonsense. There's one text. I've been trying to manifest a chat with Henry for years. I've never even met one of your reporters. Would someone tell political parties that their manifestos require some action to accompany them? Is there a specific difference between manifesting and trying to do something? We have, it doesn't seem to be, well, I'm not sure. If you try to do something and you put it out to the universe, I think that's the phrase I like to use. They seem to put more store on the putting it out to the universe part rather than the actually doing something part. That manifesting is all very well, says this person, but if you are pregnant and mismanifest, and your gender changes, it could be very difficult to get the baby out. Now, it's the baby's gender you change through the manifesting, not your own. That's a whole other kettle of fish. I'm manifesting 200K into my bank account. I wonder whether I get the call tomorrow, says Brian. Is it just me, or does that tarot card reader really want to be emperor of the world? I'd say she may have toyed with the notion. Who of us haven't? And Joe on Twitter says, have you seen the movie Field of Dreams? Build it. And they will come. It works for car park spaces as well. Yes, it does.
It's
actually
true.
If you manifest car park spaces, you will get cars parking in them.
And sometimes can't even get a space. But yeah, I mean, I met a guy that does a little bit of manifesting himself. It's a tennis player. It's Matthew Darcy.
10 minutes before playing tennis or football, I will walk towards the court or the pitch, depending on what I'm playing, and sort of just close the eyes and just imagine myself doing well. But it won't be a big deal. It would just be accompanied by some pumped up music and a nice kind of positive, you know, picture of what's happening. In work life, no, I wouldn't use it. I work in childcare, so I like to keep things spontaneous, but I do try to imagine the day going well, because I'm naturally left to my own devices. I'm a half glass empty guy.
Are you? Why are you half empty?
I don't know. I think I'm just built that way. I'm just programmed that way. I do everything in my power to go against it, though. I start with a cold shower, I start with meditation, so I don't like being that way. It's just the way I am.
So you wake up in the morning, you have a cold shower, and then a bit of meditation, and that helps you?
It does. It's kind of giving the middle finger to the day and giving the middle finger to negativity and say, I'm going to try my best today. I'm out today, you know, again, left to my own devices. I'd be in bed right now watching The Age of Innocence or something with chocolate, so yeah.
And you've a tennis racket in your bag. Are you playing or have you played?
There's indoor courts, so I'll be playing in DCU later on, actually playing with a well-known gentleman, so I won't mention his name, but looking forward to that, yeah.
And you're manifesting that you're going to play well?
I'm manifesting I'm going to play well, and maybe even we'll get into the chats afterwards and I'll get a job out of it. Who knows?
Is it Andre Agassi he was going to play? I just manifested that. This just came to my head.
I think it is.
And you told me. My wife must be listening, as I've just had a text telling me not to bother coming home. She's manifesting George Clooney. her manifesting could be slightly different. Could mean something slightly different to that. Manifesting is a bit crap if it has limits. Why can't I be emperor of the world? Trying even offers you that. Though somebody else says trying is the first step to failure.
You've got to fail to succeed.
That's a great philosophy to live by. Trying is there. I'm going to just sit here and go, and nothing can go possibly
misery.
Wrong. I don't want to appear cynical, but I imagine when you're out talking to people, you may have met people who were a tad skeptical about mm-hmm. this. That's it.
Yeah, people are mixed on it.
I manifest the fact that I would like to meet a nice man. I already have my son; he's 11, so that's one of the most important things so far.
Where are you heading yourself?
Okay, for the opera. I'll probably drop into a record shop before then.
So you're on your way to the opera. Did you manifest that? Or were you always going to be doing
week.
It?
Yeah.
Every week you go to the opera?
Yeah.
And you love it?
I like live music. Absolute nonsense.
Nonsense?
Absolutely, yeah. Be positive, but don't manifest, because that doesn't work.
It doesn't work for you?
It doesn't work for anybody.
And what would you describe manifesting as? What is it?
It's a bit like religion, isn't it? It's sky gods interfering in your life. Doesn't happen.
Not your thing.
Not my thing.
Do you ever manifest the future?
Never.
Never?
No. Enjoy today.
Just
the present.
Go for today.
Yes.
And are you superstitious?
Not particularly, no.
So what keeps you going? What gets you up in the morning? What drives you?
Good humour. Positive attitude.
Why are you positive?
I was very lucky. I was born that way. I was born very content. And I've worked on it all my life.
And were you born in like a sort of perfect, beautiful farm?
No. Born to an ordinary family. I was born in London. My parents moved home. We worked hard. But I was terribly... Look at all my baby photos. I was a content baby.
And you're smiling right now?
Yeah.
And you're content. And where do you live now?
I live in Kilkenny. And I've just retired. And life is wonderful.
So you're so happy. Why are you so happy?
I got to retirement. I have good health. I have... created a life for myself that I thoroughly enjoy, and I'm going off to play this evening. I'm going off to the Weir this evening and meeting my friends.
Well, congratulations on having a great life, and I hope you have a continued happy life.
Thank you very much.
I think there's too many choices and outward experiences that happen to you during the day that can instantly change something for you, but it's a lot of hope. I would say, yeah, I would give you hope. I mean, it would, you know, make you think that, I hope it does stop raining so we can keep being outside all day.
Okay, that's not really manifesting. That's just kind of, you're just hoping, really, about the weather.
She didn't quite believe it.
Yeah. Somebody says, can't believe Henry's so naive. You're open-minded. You have to be open-minded as a reporter. You can't be going out into the world with all...
You have to take everything at face value.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not look at detail. Yeah. So it's the opposite of that, actually.
I stood outside our local shopping centre yesterday with my dog, hoping someone would come along that I could ask to mind him for 2 minutes as I wanted to run in and get insoles from my daughter. I just stayed there for a while. Then I actually bumped into my daughter. I was manifesting, I think. Hang on, I have a question on that. You were going to go into the shop to buy insoles for your daughter. Why didn't the daughter go in and get her own insoles and leave you to enjoy your walk with the dog? You're spoiling that one. I've been trying to manifest you not appearing cynical since the start of this slot. No dice. A number of years ago, I used to run some vision board workshops. Everyone in my UCD innovation class at the time thought I was off the wall completely. You're kind of implying that now they might feel differently? Yeah. This isn't politics as well, some people think.
Well, no, yeah, absolutely. I think when we take politicians, they have to be positive. They have to tell us white lies to get re-elected. And they kind of manifest trying to, you know, become TDs or become the president of the United States or the president of Ireland. But I did get to meet a man with a bad finger standing in the rain, and we were both manifesting. Here is Eric.
We're standing in the rain. I'm manifesting for the rain to stop. Will that work? And do you manifest?
I do manifest, but I don't believe it's going to manifest the rain to stop.
You don't think it's
going to
stop?
Certain things you can use, yeah.
So would you manifest the fact that you might you know, go out with a beautiful lady?
No, it more manifest that, like, my life is coming back together, like, type shit.
And what's your life falling apart?
From nothing to something, like, you know what I mean?
From nothing to something?
Basically, yeah, I was living on people's couches about a couple of months ago. The start of this year, I've came a long way, like.
So you were couch surfing at the beginning of the year?
So I manifest, basically, I have a place to live now, like, you know, within 4 months it changed, like, you know.
Isn't that fantastic?
It is, in certain cases it is, yes.
And you work as a tradesman?
I work for a full-time job as a gardener, yeah.
A gardener?
Yeah. I'm just out on an injury at the minute.
You're out on an injury? What happened?
I dropped a concrete pad on my finger.
Gee.
Yeah.
Did you break it?
No. Just sliced, just open wound, basically. Just sliced that. I descaled half my finger, basically.
So you descaled half your finger?
Yeah.
And did your finger break up in two? Did it
split? No. It's just the skin. The skin came off. A good bit of skin came off. Like, and it's an open wound, basically.
And you can't be gardening with an open wound. And are you manifesting going back to work?
I wanted to go back in today, but I was a bit bad today, so I had to take another day. Like,
so it's still a bit gammy.
Yeah.
But it's not infected.
No, it's not infected or anything like that. So
manifesting works, you think?
It does work in certain cases. Yes, it does. 100%.
Not when you're trying to protect your finger. Did he say all the skin came off his finger? He, like, degloved his finger.
I think it's really, really damaged. And he was wearing a small bandage, and you could actually see through the bandage as the, I suppose, the goo comes through, whatever the right term is.
Yeah.
Of yellowy stuff that comes out of you.
And added to which, how is he going to scratch himself over there? Let's hope. Let's all manifest he doesn't get itchy over the next few weeks while that heals. Henry, thanks a million as ever. Henry McKean there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.